This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, you'll hear about one high school's crackdown on text messaging, and students there are not LOLing.
But first, the Iowa caucuses are just about 2 weeks away, and there's been some interesting developments in the presidential race over the last 24 hours. Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman, once a Democrat, now an independent, has endorsed fellow Iraq War supporter and Republican candidate John McCain. Here's Lieberman speaking earlier today in New Hampshire.
Being a Republican is important. Being a Democrat is important. But you know what's more important than that? The interest and well-being of the United States of America. Let's put America first again, and John McCain is the man as president who will help us do that.
Here to weigh in on endorsements and more is NPR's Washington editor Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Alex.
So let's start off with this Lieberman endorsement. What's going on here?
Well, Joe Lieberman has been a strong supporter of a strong policy in Iraq and against Islamic terrorism, as he puts it, or the war on terror, if you will, for some time, all the way back to the very beginning, ever since 9/11 and before. So it's not surprising that he would pick out a candidate who would be the strongest supporter of that policy, and that lets out all the people in Joe Lieberman's former party, the Democratic Party, where he ran for vice president in 2000, because they're not taking that kind of a position on Iraq. Therefore, he has to look over on the Republican side, and there his choices would seem to be between Senator McCain and perhaps Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York. So if there is an impact here within the Republican field, my guess is that it would be some kind of a boost for McCain among independents in New Hampshire, people who would listen to a Joe Lieberman, who have the same view of the situation in Iraq and the war on terror globally. And it would be a help for him over Rudy Giuliani, who appears to be kind of stepping back a little bit from New Hampshire and perhaps ceding some of that territory to McCain.
John McCain also picked up some endorsements from influential newspapers in early primary states. It's looking good for him.
Yes, he rather hit the trifecta here. He won the Des Moines Register endorsement in Iowa. That may not mean a great deal since he isn't really contesting Iowa. But he also got the endorsement of the Boston Globe, which is much read in New Hampshire. Also, earlier, the Manchester Union Leader, which is a highly influential newspaper among Republicans, and also from the newspaper in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. This is probably going to add up to something for John McCain. If you take all of these things together in New Hampshire, this looks like it can do him some good. Don't expect to see much impact in Iowa.
Let's switch gears for a moment and talk about the Democrats. Both frontrunners, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, also picked up some key endorsements over the weekend, right?
Yes, that's right. In Iowa, Hillary Rodham Clinton was the choice of the Des Moines Register, and that is highly interesting. Among other things, it's interesting because it's the most positive development in her campaign in several weeks. On the other side, over in New Hampshire, you've got the Boston Globe endorsing Barack Obama, which is probably going to be a little bit of a surprise to some people. They're going to think, gee, we weren't really paying that much attention to him here in New Hampshire. He hasn't been that big a factor here, but the Boston Globe is willing to throw in with him. Maybe I'll take another look.
Ron, I'd like to ask you about a piece I read in yesterday's New York Times, and the gist of the article said that, you know, to date we haven't heard too much about race and the fact that Barack Obama is an African-American candidate and whether or not people who aren't African-American will vote for him. What do you make of all of this?
I think that race has been a factor in Barack Obama's appeal. And up to now, I think it's been largely on the positive side for him. I don't think Iowa is going to be the best test because while the state is almost entirely white, it has not been a state that's associated with making racial judgments on the candidates in the past. It doesn't have a big history here. And I think if Barack Obama winds up winning Iowa, it will be some evidence that white Democrats will vote for an African-American candidate. But it won't tell us that much about the rest of the electorate in the rest of the country. So we're going to see some other tests of this down the road. If Barack Obama indeed does become the Democratic nominee for president, then I think race will come very much to the fore.
NPR's Washington editor Ron Elving, thanks.
My pleasure.
A little update now on the writers' strike. Both Jay Leno and David Letterman announced today that they will be returning to air after the new year without their writers, though. They will still be on strike. So you'll most likely see the candidates as guests on those shows, just no jokes about them.